It's that time of the year again, and although I don't hear bells jingling, a seahorse decking, it still doesn't take away the fact that it brings good tidings. One of the good things it has brought that has lingered and will forever linger is the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My name is Margaret Efugee, and you are welcome to Punch Daily Podcast. Christmas, as we all know, it is a time to celebrate the birth of Jesus. It depicts God's love to humans as He gave us the greatest gift of all ages. And it's only normal for us to appreciate this love by spreading it abroad to our fellow humans through gifts, hugs, kind words, and of course, some delicious delicacies. It's a time for bonding and reunion with friends and families. It can even be an avenue to make new friends or lovers. Who knows? For me, I don't know if it's the cool air or the beautiful lights and decorations, or even the disturbing yet exciting sounds of banga, that thing we used to call knockout, that made Christmas so exciting. I still believe that there's a smell that lingers in the air a few days before Christmas, which is also particularly strong on the day itself. It smells like well-marinated chicken swimming in hot oil. Sometimes it smells like party jollofing in the kitchen, like hair products and new clothes. It smells like different families bonding over a movie or a meal while laughing and singing. Whatever Christmas smells like, it is beautiful and special because it brings a message of peace, love and hope. But for some reason, guys, this year, Christmas is not Christmas in our top, permit me to say. I don't know what's worse. Is it the daily traffic or the hot sun or even the high price of foodstuff? Is it this last one I just mentioned? Must be a major factor. Christmas just seems so bland. Even the decorations on the street that put smiles on people's faces are nowhere to be seen. Funny how even Santa Claus, aka Father Christmas, doesn't even put in effort to look real anymore. What do you guys think must have happened? Or do you think I'm overthinking this Christmas celebration thing? Let's discuss this in the comment section below. My name is Margaret Efugee. Many thanks for listening.